be playing significant minutes all season. At least that was my expectation until Marvin Menzies starts tanking any expectations for the two of them.
There he is, Tyler Bischoff, 5 days a week, our newest show, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m., technically correct. So what else do you have coming up this week? You mentioned Gerard Gallant. When is he on?
Should have Gerard Gallant on tomorrow. We'll talk to Mike Romala, UNLV football and basketball, tomorrow as well. Hoping to get a Golden Knights player later in the week. And to finish the week, Brett Lashbrook, the owner of Las Vegas Lights. He's going to come in studio. He's got way too much energy for 10 in the morning, so it'll be great.
All right, Tyler. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Adam.
There you go.
Thanks,
man. Tyler Bischoff. We'll get a reaction to Tyler saying that BYU is a fine opponent and that Big Ten teams, maybe SEC teams, aren't going to do a home-and-home. I've got some strong reaction on that, and we'll get you the update on Urban Meyer. There's now a timeline to the investigation. Doesn't that seem a little bit weird if you want to, you know, look under every stone and really uncover what happened with this Zach Smith?
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
It's the Nevada Broadcasters Association's 23rd annual Hall of Fame Gala, Saturday, August 18th. Honoring Rossi Rollenkiner, Don Logan, and this year's Lifetime Achievement recipient, Hank Thornley, Las Vegas's first television news director and anchorman. Celebrating our 2018 Hall of Fame inductees and Foundation Scholarship recipients. It's the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame Gala. For tickets, visit NevadaBroadcasters.org.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Making things because it became public, but to say that doesn't have something to do with it, it does a little bit. I'm one of those ones that I really don't care about that. I try to stay focused on what's the most important thing, that's our players and our team. But I do understand the value of, it's the Ohio State University is bigger than all of us. And so you have to do what's right by them. And the timing, it wasn't just my decision. It was a group effort on several people that I rely on.
Man, so much to sift through, and we're 3 days removed from Urban Meyer and his statement. I do want to read parts of his statement on Friday, and then we'll get Adam's read on what's supposed to happen at Ohio State. What do you believe will happen? What do you think of some of the opinions that have been thrown out there the last 4 or 5 days or so? But first, we have a new show at 10 a.m. every day, 10 to 11, Monday to Friday. Tyler Bischoff, he's going to cover a lot of the local sports for us. He clearly has been a guy who's been on the UNLV beats, football and basketball. We were talking about football scheduling, and there are more BYU games on the schedule. I'm not in favor of that. Tyler is. What do you think of Tyler's counter to my point that I'd rather play a Power 5, a home-and-home if I can get it, a mid-level or bottom team in the Big Ten, a mid-level or bottom team in the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12. You know, if you can't get any more Pac-12 schools on there, I don't believe that's the case either. I think you can. I'd rather play those teams than BYU. I just don't think it's a match.
Well, it is a match. I think you want to be punitive to BYU. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying I think that's where you're coming from.
Well, the punitive part of it is
that they're not inclusive and that they tried to run the conference and ruined the conference that UNLV went into, and then bailed.
Right.
Like, they ran it into the ground and then bailed after they were given everything they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
so why are you rewarding BYU, a struggling football program, frankly, by who knows? By, I mean, they've got them on the schedule this year. By 2025, who knows what that program will be?
Yeah,
The move to go independent could have BYU as a 4-win program every year,
and it would still draw here. I mean, I think I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, that is the school that will bring in the biggest crowds here. It just is.
Yeah,
and so
I think from a might standpoint, not that you're going to be excluded from a bowl game. Well, you know, if it's a win over a BYU or Purdue, like there's a difference. But I'd much rather play Purdue in a home and home, Iowa home and home, and I also believe that, I think you agree with me, right? You could draw home and homes with teams from cold weather areas. Their fans love coming out here for their mini Vegas vacation. And listen, if you're booking it now, then I don't think there's fear like, hey, we're going on the road into a hornet's nest against a 10-win UNLV program. Because we don't know what UNLV is going to be like in 4 years. So I think you could draw these schools in.
It's possible. But again, and I get where you're coming from that, but BYU is a better draw no matter what. Even better than those. It does better at the stadium. And I think there is concern right now already about...
Yeah, I don't think it's a draw deal. I really think if you're recruiting in Texas and California, a win over an Iowa, a Purdue, has much more might than a win over BYU.
Well, sure it does. But I don't think they're not looking at that. They're looking at trying to get people into that stadium that they're worried that they're going to play in front of empty houses every week. And I think that is a concern. I think it's a genuine concern. And so, you know, you have a couple of games that are going to be guaranteed large attendance. I think you take them.
And I think the inclusive-exclusive part or exclusionary part is very important.
So do I, but I don't know.
I think you should be playing schools that are like-minded.
I agree to a large extent. I don't know that you're in the position for UNLV to be doling out that kind of punishment. Like, you need to do things that are in your self-interest. You're not in a position to be like, we're not going to take this game because of their exclusive policies. You know, we need to take what we can get in games that will fill the stadium up.
Some reaction on Tyler's take that Big Ten teams wouldn't play a 1-1, you know, the middle of the Big Ten or bottom. One, Tyler sounds like an idiot. Another one, awkward spot. Hope his show is better than this.
Okay. Right.
The barbs come out immediately.
And I think, listen, I think the teams would play.
Take it easy!
I think you can go out and get those games if you wanted to. I think UNLV made a conscious decision to go with the easy booking that would be very good for attendance. And I think that's what they did. And I don't think it's, hey, we can't get Iowa to come out here or we can't get Purdue to come out here. It's, we'll do better with BYU coming here, and it's an easy game to book. Let's do it.
Lot to sift through with Urban Meyer. Lots.
Yeah.
One comes out last night. Ohio State's investigation of what went down with Urban Meyer and Zach Smith and protocol will be done in 2 weeks. How do you read that?
Well, here's the thing. This investigation should have been called what it really was. It's a, what can we possibly find that can save his job here? That's all the investigation is. Anybody who's looking at this like, what are they going to determine? What are they trying to figure out? What are they looking into? This is, okay, instead of firing him, put him on leave, let's start investigating, and Lord, please help us find something that exonerates him. That's all this is. So this timeline supports that completely. It's, we got 2 weeks to try to wrap this up because we got to get him back on the sidelines and get him coaching a game. Now, I don't think he ever will coach. I think he's done.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't think that's where you were going at all.
You can't. You can't save him. There is nothing. You cannot. He is done. Now, you can come out and be
like,
you
want to bet this?
You can come out and say, no. You can come out and say, you know what? We just don't care.
So that's your out. That's your out on this. So you're saying, in a perfect world, Urban Meyer should not come back from this. But you know he's coming back from this.
There is zero chance he should ever coach a game again. But it's a world of college football where winning is really all that matters. And should they bring Florida back into it? Of course they should. This is exactly the stuff he was doing there. Exactly the same stuff. And the stuff that he found himself and I want to do things better. No, he didn't. He was doing the same thing.
State the case for the audience. Why should he go? What did he do wrong?
He completely turned a blind eye to things that were going on in his program.
Did he? He says he reported it.
Okay. What are you? You need to take care of it. This was a new you.
No, but let's.
This is what you did in Florida,
Adam. Let's before we get into the emotion part of it, and you're gonna laugh at this. The right and wrong of it. Let's look at it from legal standpoint. Did Urban Meyer cover his ass? If he reported it up the chain, if he followed protocol, then he did the bare minimum of what Ohio State would ask of him, right?
If he did that, fine.
Because if they fire him without just cause, he can come back and sue for a lot of money. He's owed $38 million dollars. So.
I could understand that.
And unless there, maybe you could argue, hey, there's some sort of morals clause violation. But I would think that'd have to be in the contract. It'd have to be pretty specific. It would have to, this keeping Zach Smith on the staff, even though he had knowledge of it, his wife had pictures, his wife had text correspondence with the victim, alleged victim, Courtney Smith. Like that would have to be spelled, something close to that would have to be spelled out in the contract. I don't see where, if he did report it, and there are emails, or he filled out some paperwork, I mean, it sounds ridiculous. If he has proof that he reported it, I don't think they can get rid of him.
I could understand that, and I could accept that argument if it was this past season, and it was still working through the process, and he was just waiting to find out the results of the investigation. Like, it happened, a season ended, another season ended, and now another season ended. Like, the process was over. So, whatever you reported, you knew what was going on. You let the investigation take place at the school. If this was what happened, you reported it, wait for the investigation to come out from the school. Okay, they're done. They're not going to do anything. Okay, we're moving on for football reasons from him. And you just move on. And you're done with him on your staff. You need to cut bait with him because this is what you went through at Florida and allowed it to happen and said, you learned your lessons. Now you're at Ohio State. It's a new man, a new program, running things by the book because you don't want to allow things to get out of control like you did before. You can't allow that.
And you would pitch this to the Ohio State president, and you think he'd buy this?
When
he came back to you and he's like, we have to cover our asses legally. How do we do this? Well, it's basically what's right or wrong. It's not. That's not what it is. Because I agree with you. If I'm a parent, I don't want them around my kids. And I feel lied to. You told us, I assume, that you're going to take care of our kids. You're going to make them better men. You're going to prep them for life. I don't want creeps like Zach Smith around my freaking kid. And the other thing is, if he's that violent with his wife, and we're hearing about, you know, kicking out windows, he confirmed in a text conversation, Zach Smith, that he choked his wife in Punta Cana. She mentioned it. He said, I'm sorry. I know. So now we've got proof. He's violent, right? I don't want violent people around my kids. By the way, how does he operate in practice in those situations where he's away from the rest of the coaching staff? Is he torturing my kid? Is he abusing my kid? And by the way,
and more importantly, if he is, are you going to do anything about it? Because you're clearly not. You're going to overlook it and let it go because you're winning games.
Yep. And anyone out there, boy, I'll tell you, these domestic violence cases, man, you dudes, Ray Rice, same thing. You come to the surface, and all of a sudden, you're like, wow, this is the way a lot of guys feel. You feel like you're losing grip. You don't like women. You don't respect them. You think they're liars. Like, all the blame starts getting placed on this Courtney Smith. The other one I heard over and over again at the end of last week is, he's a football coach. It's all he's responsible for. No, I just told you. If I send a player there, he's responsible for my child. I don't want my child around Zach Smith types. And by the way, if anyone wants to come back and say he's a football coach, this is Urban Meyer's statement on Friday. When I stand before 100 young men in our football program and talk about core values, he talks about core values. That ain't just football and doing the right thing. That ain't just football and respecting women. That ain't just football. It's not lip service. I genuinely believe we have an obligation to help develop the young men. Oh, who just said that? That ain't just football. He said, I have the obligation to help develop the young men in our charge into positive change agents, not just football. So this is how these coaches go out and recruit.
Yeah.
They're telling parents, hey, we're going to take care of your kid. They're not going to, maybe they don't say this specifically, they're not going to learn bad habits. Going to teach them discipline and honor. And I would assume respect women. But you let that creep stay around for two more years, 6 years after you knew what he did in Florida.
Right. And by the way, I would be much more willing to accept this argument if it was the first time. If he heard about somebody on his staff committing domestic violence and he, you know, turned it in and he said, oh, you know what? I don't really know what to do about this. This is a new one. Let me go report this to my superiors, figure out the protocol. Let me figure out this process. And then it went through and it happened. And nothing happened to the coach, and you're left there kind of wondering, oh, what am I supposed to do about this situation? I can understand that. I can understand a coach being in that position and not knowing what they're supposed to do. This is, and I've heard people say, give Urban a second chance. No, no, no. This is chance like 12. He's gone through this time and time and time again with allowing this behavior, overlooking this, letting this go on, all these things happening. And now he leaves Florida. After he had success and he does all these interviews about, I let all these things go on, I shouldn't have, I need to be a better man, a better role model, I'm going to do everything the right way here at Ohio State. But I'm also going to bring the coach in that I knew was doing these things at Florida to do it here, and then when it gets reported again and he almost kills her, to allow it to happen again and to allow him to stay around. This is not a second chance. This is like chance 12.
Hey, it should have been virtually zero tolerance with Urban Meyer after what he did to Florida and the fact that he was following Jim Tressel.
Yeah. Yes. And like, I know people get really mad about the Urban Meyer, Aaron Hernandez stuff that when we pointed out.
Part of his legacy.
But it's part of his legacy. And by the way, you think about this. He allowed Aaron Hernandez to run wild. He knew what was going on. We know that because he was assigning players to babysit Aaron Hernandez and make sure things didn't happen. When Aaron Hernandez tried to kill people in Gainesville and they allowed it to go on and didn't report it and said, hey, how about we just start keeping a closer eye on him? And he's violent again and again and again. And you allow it and then push him to the NFL and then he kills people. Now, you want to say he's not responsible for those deaths? Fine. But he at least in his mind knows, if I would have nipped that in the bud, maybe those people are still alive today. And then he goes on and allows domestic violence to just keep going on. And then, you know, what is he going to do on the road? If his assistant coach kills his wife in a domestic violence, it's like, how was I supposed to know it was going to go that far? You just keep allowing these things to happen. At some point, it's on you.
I think he's safe. I think he did what he had to do. And right now, they're getting set to have Gene Smith, the AD, fall on the sword and walk away. Sucks for him. He'll get a big payoff. He'll get taken care of. His legacy will be staying for, you know, a little while. No one's going to remember Gene Smith in general. Now, the only thing that could get Urban Meyer in trouble is more digging by the media. And you actually mentioned something in the middle of your statement there. Media in Florida really never had they had incentive, but when you're the local media trying to cover one of these behemoth football programs, do you go at the king? No. Well, he's gone now. What if Gainesville Media, Tampa, Orlando get real aggressive and they're like, you know, let's look into the fact that Urban said he's always followed protocol and he said he did it at Florida. What if they can find four or five cases where he didn't report it up the chain, including the Aaron Hernandez trying to kill people around Gainesville, I don't think was ever cemented in stone that it was him. There was a report that someone matching Aaron Hernandez's description walked up with a gun on a car and made threats. So I don't think that you can say that officially Hernandez was in trouble, but you do make a good point.
He had knocked a manager cold. Was it a Buffalo Wild Wings where he threatened to kill him too?
Well, there's an easy one. Then he if Urban Meyer knew about it.
Well, that was when he assigned Tim Tebow to babysit him.
Well, then if Urban Meyer knew about it, or he better have documented why Tim Tebow and other players were assigned to watch Aaron Hernandez. I think he got real dangerous with that statement when he said, "I've always followed protocol." Like,
yeah.
Are you sure? Because now Gainesville media, Florida media, Orlando, Tampa, they don't have to be afraid to go after Urban Meyer and say, "Hey, you're lying, man. You didn't follow protocol."
And since this topic covers so many issues and so many things that happened, remember our conversation about media that's cheerleaders for teams? This is what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't uncover things because, hey, you're in Gainesville and you're covering the team. Hey, we love when they go to the national championship game. Let's all, as reporters, put our jerseys on and watch how fun this is. But when it's time to find out something that really severely happened and something that's a real problem, you still have those jerseys on? It's still okay that you're a big fan of the team and you're not objective and you're not providing an objective voice for the fans? It's still okay?
So Hernandez is part of his legacy. You know the guy who has not been mentioned? Who I think is a really great case. So you'll hear from people, all right, he had problems with Florida, but really this Zach Smith thing, not to minimize it, is one of the only issues at Ohio State. He's mostly cleaned it up. Anyone remember a running back who played a couple of years ago at Ohio State who almost immediately, actually it was before he got into the NFL, but fought all year long last year, domestic violence charges against him, who was around, not positionally, but was around Zach Smith? When he was in school? Zeke Elliott?
Yeah.
That's one of the guys that Urban Meyer at Ohio State produced. And that's not the only issue that Zeke has had. Zeke is now involved in some dust-up over a car accident last year. You remember him not showing respect for women, you know, yanking some lady's boobs out on St. Patrick's Day. That's a product of the Ohio State football program. That's another legacy guy produced by Urban Meyer.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our Best of Las Vegas award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Pub 365. 365 beers, extraordinary food.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Sam Adams, here to tell you about Sam 76, a revolutionary beer, a fusion of ale and lager fermentation. Sam 76 gives you the taste and hoppy character of an IPA with the clean, crisp finish of a lager. When you put a craft ale and lager together, you get a sound you've never heard before. Crushable craft beer. Sam 76, in a can because only a dumbass would try to crush a bottle.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Hi, I'm Frank Trigg. Being an athlete, professional fighter, and now a stuntman is physically demanding, but right now, I feel at the top of my game. After retiring from fighting in my late 30s, I was in pain from old injuries, gained a ton of weight, and lost motivation. At Universal Men's Clinic, I learned that men like me, with physically demanding or stressful jobs, are at risk for low testosterone. My visit got me back on the right track, I started being active again, playing with my kids more, and now I feel better and more focused.
If you have an active lifestyle or physically demanding job like first responders or construction workers, know that you're at risk for low T. If you'd like to revive your energy, increase your strength, or improve your performance, we can help.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
PTs, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PT's mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns, real, local, play.
Listen to ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM for your chance to win a night out with the Las Vegas Sports Radio Network team at Board & Brush Creative Studio and design your sign on Thursday, August 9th. Follow us on Facebook at ESPN Las Vegas or Board & Brush Las Vegas.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
Hi folks, this is Peter Sham of the Neil Simon Festival. I hope you'll join us this summer for another laugh-filled season of bringing Broadway to Cedar City, Utah. This year we're presenting two of Simon's funniest, Biloxi Blues and Jake's Women, along with a world premiere comedy, William Blake in Hollywood, plus the hilarious Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, and we top it off with the classic musical farce, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Join us at the Heritage Center Theater, July 3rd through August 11th. All seats only $25. For tickets, call 866-35-SIMON or go to our website at simonfest.org. The Neil Simon Festival, now that it's funny.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
Busy Monday. Adam Hill with us. Chrissy, Young Schwab, it's Cofield. It is time now for what's trending. So let's start with a little more reaction to our conversation earlier about BYU being added to the schedule in a big way in the new stadium for UNLV football. I was saying I'm not real keen on playing BYU much longer. Rather go after ACC, SEC, but especially like a Big Ten school, home and home, because I think you can get Big Ten teams on the schedule, and, you know, it's miserable in Big Ten country weather-wise. Yeah. And we saw how well it worked with Wisconsin, right? Those fans came out in freaking droves for a trip to Vegas. So I kept saying middle and bottom of the Big Ten, and a Benny Brigman tweeted over, why go bottom? Schedule Penn State and get a sellout. How do you answer that?
I just don't think Penn State will come.
That's the thing. Well, because your interest here is, yes, I want gigantic money to go there. But when you come back, it has to be just a one-on-one. Is Penn State going to do a one-on-one?
No. They just won't do it.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, they're not gonna have a true road game against UNLV in Las Vegas. You'd have to go, you know, two, probably three times even to schedule a game there. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You could probably get a one for one for, like, you know, as you mentioned before, like an Iowa, a Purdue. Iowa has a huge fan base here, and they travel.
Didn't they just do something at the Vegas sign? Like a few dozen of them?
Yeah.
Who's your buddy who's an Iowa fan?
Ben.
Right. And they were out there waving a Hawkeye flag.
Banned from the Cofield Estate.
He's not banned.
You said he was banned.
I've lifted the ban.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's back in.
Although I do fear that if he... Well, the issue last time was he came over, goes in the pool. I had a cheaper mini hoop at the time that was plastic, and he's trying to jam on it, and he's standing on the pool floor with the rim in his hand. Like, dude, Now, the problem now is I have a heavy one with like a real rim, but I could also see him being dumb enough to bring the whole thing into the water and then annihilate himself, and then I get sued.
Okay, that's fair.
Right? You could see him doing it.
Well, yeah, I was getting Snapchats this whole weekend of him like jumping on people's pool toys all over town. So, I mean,
issue. You know, I'm very protective of the pool floats. I've had way too many. I had a giant duck that got ruined like two times in. The unicorn just got crushed.
Don't you have a big pizza?
There's a pizza slice.
You have like
blew up the lobster this weekend.
You have like every pool toy known to man.
Had a donut with nuts on it in the pool. Not me eating it, like float.
That's a dangerous one because they'll definitely set it up and try to dive in the middle, like through the hole.
Yeah.
So you can't really put that one out. But I understand why he's banned.
There's liability.
But yes, him. He is part of the large Iowa contingent out here, and he goes and you know watches every game. They have a big group. They would, I think they would travel a lot of people as well. We get Vodka Sam out here. Remember that story? One of my favorite drunken college football fans of all time. She was just annihilated at a game. She became a big national hero. I think she blew like a .4 or something.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I think she still goes to the games.
Yeah, I think home and home with Iowa could be done.
I think so. Our LV Cabby Chronicles will be there.
That's right. Yeah.
Probably driving people around.
You guys fight over Kirk Ferentz all the time.
Yeah, he's very middle of the road.
Also trending. This just came across about 10 minutes ago from ESPN.com's chalk section. You know, we haven't covered a whole lot of what's going on. We had a spot last week with the Candyman, Adam Candy, from Was With The Sun, now with LegalSportsReport.com. I really want to start tracking the lines that FanDuel and DraftKings are offering in New Jersey, because DraftKings actually went mobile. And there's been reports, and it's not just reports. You see the odd sheet of, like, crazy lines in baseball. So this just in. And, by the way, wasn't our night FanDuel, which runs the book at the Meadowlands, there was some confusion on payouts at the end of the night.
There was some confusion. It sounds like the sports book closes, but the cage still pays off tickets.
And then what happened to the cage?
And then the cage didn't have money, so people said it was the sports book didn't have money, but it was... The cage really wasn't prepared for how much money they needed to keep on hand.
Okay. Ultimately, that... Is FanDuel completely exonerated there?
No.
I mean, bottom line a book or a business that's overseen by the state. Everyone's got to get their crap together.
Yeah, for sure.
But those lines are definitely distressing. You know, when you're seeing, minus 125 on a baseball favorite... And the dog is minus 105?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come on now.
It's crazy. It's not acceptable.
From ESPN Chalk, sports betting fantasy sports operator DraftKings is considering establishing an office in Las Vegas.
Oh, good.
Nothing has been solidified yet. Good luck with that. So what are they going to do? Are those companies going to come here, try to compete with brick and mortar, which in some ways they may be better at the apps, the mobile, because that's their business.
Right.
They may be better at that. But what are they going to do? Offer competitive lines here in Nevada, and then you're going to see them offering ripoff lines in New Jersey and elsewhere?
I don't know.
How are they going to float that one? Or is it just that these new bettors in these states are so clueless in terms of price sensitivity that they're like, hey, smart betting!
We can bet! This is great! Yeah, I would imagine if they entered different markets than they entered the Nevada market, they would have to be more in line with... What's done here? I don't know that you'd have people here that would put up with that or be customers there.
They'd have virtually no business.
Right.
I mean, you could unless they found a way to get into 2, 4, 6 strip properties and it was all tourist business.
Even then,
there's no. I mean, locals would be onto it. Like most locals would be. Are we going? Way too, I'll call it inside baseball here. And most people have no idea about lines and value and prices.
Well, most people don't. I think the market here doesn't. Anybody, like the customers here do. People that are going to bet do. But I think we do assume people know more about sports betting numbers than they do. and especially here, like, we always assume people on the East Coast are just idiots when it comes to betting lines and numbers, and it seems like they are because that's they're still betting with these ridiculous lines. But we assume, well, people in Vegas know. You know what? I don't think that's true. I think the average person is still kind of clueless.
Also trending. Boy, the Pats. Do they have an issue here with Belichick and Brady that is ongoing with these receivers? So they move Brandon Cooks out. They did get a good pick for him. The Rams go gaga over him, give him giant money. I thought at the time, hey, you know what? Nice sneaky replacement. Jordan Matthews, a former 1,000-yard receiver in Philly, flopped because of injuries. What, he busted his sternum like game one last year? You're like, okay. You know, that's a guy who's got some upside, right? Sure-handed. He's had 1,000 yards before. Not really a true one, but can kind of be a two. Cut. Then they've got Malcolm Mitchell. Now he just got cut.
Yeah.
So their receiving core this season, for what we think is in sort of grumpy, Tom Brady looking around going, all right, you didn't bring Amendola back. You traded Cooks. Like, I'm 1,000 years old. Can I get some freaking help? Gronk is beefing over his contract. Like, Bill, come on! Here's the group that he'll get the throw to in the first four games because Edelman finally got caught for cheating. Chris Hogan, Phil Dorsett, Eric Decker, Kenny Britt, if he's healthy, Cordarrelle Patterson, sir, right? Former Raider. And beyond that, forget about it.
It's actually one of their best receiving units in a while.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, 7-Eleven is awesome. And that's Hogan. I mean, Hogan is incredible. And so he'll be fine as long as they need him to be the number one option. He'll be fine. You know, Dorsett has talent. He hasn't really caught on necessarily.
Come on.
But I think the big one, and you mentioned his name there, like, they are raving about Patterson. Like, they love him. And I think he hasn't been used properly. I mean, he was a big play guy, especially in the special teams game in Minnesota. Raiders certainly didn't use him well.
This will be if Tom Brady can turn CPAT into, I mean, he's a straight line guy. He's a return man, which now the NFL is, you know, starting to reduce the role of the kick returner. If they can turn him into a, you know, bust the top off of the defense, 40 catch, you know, 700 yard guy with like 8 touchdowns, then Tom Brady is, I mean, we already know he's amazing. That would be sick.
I think they'll also use him as, you know, reverses and screens guy.
Sure.
I mean, they'll get the ball in his hands and let him run with it.
And if you're a Patriots fan and you're like, wait, Edelman is going to be back 4 games in, is he? I'm not saying he's going to get popped again, but who knows if he's been hanging out with, you know, Guerrero. Dr. Guerrero. But what does he come back like? He's 100 years old. Coming off an injury.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that you can count on him to be... I know you can't count on him to be, you know, the guy of 5 years ago. I think you can count on him to be serviceable, of, you know, a possession guy like he has been, if he's out there.
Yep, 2 years ago, 98 catches, 1,106 yards. I'm seeing projections. This is just one roto site. 72 catches, 788 yards, and 4 touchdowns. All right. You believe that?
It's high.
Seems aggressive.
Yeah. But, I mean, with Brady and that offense, I think it'll be good. And I do think they're going to run the ball more. I think that's part of their plan.
With who?
Well, crazy, oddly enough, with Burkhead, even though, you know, Michelle, I think, is going to be eventually a star for them.
Why eventually?
Because they're not going to, they don't, whatever you think they're going to do, they don't do. They don't use rookies the right way.
Right.
They take time to work guys in. It's a mess up there. Whatever. Every time you think they're going to do something, they do opposite.
Sony Michel also just got minor surgery, so.
Yeah, okay.
So it might take a while.
Yeah. And even if he's out there, it usually takes Belichick time to work guys in anyway.
Also trending. Another receiver goes bye-bye, but this time not cut. You're a Browns fan. Here's our Cofield & Company Daily Browns Update, the number one Browns station in the country outside of Cleveland. Corey Coleman. They just drafted him in the first round. It was 2 years ago. He's out. Your thought?
Number 15 pick in the 2016 draft. The Browns get for Corey Coleman from the Bills, your old team,
yeah,
a seventh round pick.
It's
come on!
I mean, it screams to me that he obviously has an issue. Like, there's something that they just don't like about him as a person there.
Mm.
There's also been...
Look at the now Browns apologist.
Yeah.
I trust management. Corey Coleman. But isn't this...
They also trust in their franchise quarterback.
Isn't this a case... Trust how? What, that he can make anyone a good wide receiver?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Stop. I like Ty Godd as well, but...
And I was reading a story yesterday... Just while I said that, to bring it up, I was reading a camp story that said Browns fans need to be completely thrilled and over the moon. All these years, they finally got their franchise quarterback. And it's, by the way, not the guy they took number one.
Right.
Which made me very happy. But, yeah, I mean, they've got some guys emerging. It says to me, and I could be, maybe it's just complete optimism and wishful thinking, it says to me that they're expecting Gordon to be back very soon. Like, that's what it said to me.
That Josh Gordon is, there's no problems with him.
Yeah, and that I don't, and, you know, I say that, and then tomorrow he's going to be announced out for the season with some issue or whatever, or something. But to me, I don't think you'd give up a guy with this kind of potential, even if he's an issue and he hasn't really flourished, unless you thought you had another guy with that kind of potential waiting around. And I think it says Gordon should be back.
I just don't understand why you would sell this low on a first-round pick from 2 years ago. You get a seventh-round pick. Or is it that? Is he that hopeless?
They just had to get rid of him.
Is he that hopeless?
Maybe we'll find out on Hard Knocks.
Ooh, that's a good point. That will be part of Hard Knocks. I wonder if they'll have a big, they're taping Corey Coleman right now, all depressed.
But doesn't it start tomorrow?
Second episode.
No, but I mean.
Oh, they haven't started filming yet.
No. They've been filming the whole
time. Of course
they
have.
I think it debuts tomorrow. I'm just hoping there's enough time to get it in there. I don't want to wait a whole week to find out. I need to know soon.
I don't mind.
Killing me.
How about for the Bills? You're not a Bills fan anymore. It's a good trade. Seventh round pick to take a flyer and a guy was a 15th pick.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly fine for the Bills.
And Bills already have their, you know, they traded. They took a chance on Kelvin Benjamin, who we'll get to, who's beefing now with Cam Newton, but who knows what he weighs. He could be 280 right now.
Yeah.
Zay Jones, you know, naked in the offseason and getting his knee operated on. So they need to roll the dice on
risk-reward receivers. They need a playmaking wide receiver. They really haven't had one in a while. I mean, they had Watkins, but he can never stay on the field. They need a guy who could be a difference maker, who can get open, who can help out their horrific quarterback situation. They need all those things. So to take a chance on a guy like this who can be that talented, you're not giving up anything. So it's a good deal from their perspective, as long as he's not a total mess, because it seems like the Browns so quickly got rid of him. There's got to be issues there in the off-field or in the locker room that they have had to deal with him.
Also trending, as we do what's trending just past the halfway point of the show. Boy, I made a bet back in February with our buddy RJ Bell and Johnny Manziel. Will or won't play in the National Football League this coming season. I feel pretty good about it after his CFL debut. Holy crap.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Odds are you've got a dent, ding, or scratch on the body or bumper of your car or truck that makes you cringe when you see it. Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies from chicken piccata to crab rangoon and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
I called you sunny, you came a-running, shining and singing, fixed all my plumbing. I joined the Sunshine Club and you saved me, pulled in the driveway as I hung up my phone. Unclogged all the drains, fixed all the leaks, softened the water and repaired the sink. Sunny, you're the plumber for me, set me free.
The happiest plumbers on the face of the earth are the plumbers at thesunnyplumber.com. The Sunny Plumber is growing nationwide, and our executives are promoted from within. Sunny plumbers receive executive training so they can become general managers in charge of their own city. Sunny plumbers get the job done quickly, and they get the job done right. No fuss, no muss, no song and dance. That's the Sunny way. Do you know a plumber like that? Call that plumber. Tell them what you heard and change their life. Go to thesunnyplumber.com.
Sunny is the plumber for me. Set me free.
License number NSCP 79415.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you love soul food, listen to this. Creator Soul Food Kitchen is ready to cater your next event with soul food favorites like oxtail gumbo, gumbo soup, chicken, ribs, fried catfish, catfish steak, and so much more. Whether you prefer Italian, American, Mexican, vegan, vegetarian, Presbyterian, or any culture, Chef Jones has you covered. Creator Soul Food Kitchen can cater any event from 20 to 250 people or more. Their phone number and menu are online at creatorsoulfoodkitchen.com. Add a touch of soul into your culture.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
I wonder if Stu was all over Manziel unders. Because boy, oh boy, Johnny Manziel was a freaking disaster. 50-11 in his first start. Montreal gets crushed by his old team, Hamilton. Almost looked like they were running up the score, right? Jeremiah Masoli, former Oregon Ole Miss quarterback,
yeah,
in late in the game, I thought, going to the fourth quarter. So they lose 50-11. Manziel goes 11 of 20, 104 yards, four interceptions. I think I saw the fourth. I mean, simple out, 20 yards, throws it 24, you know, over the head of the receiver, easy INT. He rushed for 4 yards on two carries. His props before the game, over-under, 255.5 yards passing, under. Over-under, 1.5 touchdowns, under. Total completions, over-under, 19.5, under. Total interceptions thrown, over, under, a half, over.
I thought it'd be 4.5.
No.
If it was 4.5, I probably would have taken the under.
Over, under, 27.5 rushing yards, under.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It was not a great game.
He's consistent.
Well, he went over on one of them.
Yes.
It was the interception.
I wouldn't write him off yet. It was his first time playing with a new team. That team sucks. Boy, he wasn't good.
He also he just got there. Now, he should be somewhat familiar with the offense. He's worked with Sherman before, but it does take time. It is a process. As much as I want to laugh and mock Johnny Manziel for what happened, like it's not an easy situation, and there's a reason that they didn't throw him right into the mix, that the fans kind of demanded that he play, and so they kind of threw him out there, but they didn't want to because he wasn't going to be ready yet, and this is what happens. You become Johnny Peterman.
One more note on his old team, the Browns. You brought up something very interesting during the break. Corey Coleman, the 15th pick in the draft 2 years ago, traded for a 7th-round freaking pick to the Bills. Hadn't thought of this one. Are they clearing out a wide receiver slot by getting rid of Corey Coleman?
Perhaps. And my thought right away, as I mentioned, was, hey, maybe Josh Gordon's ready to come back into the mix. And, they won't be missing him for long. Maybe he's coming back, so, no need for Corey Coleman. But there's also the possibility, as I just saw, believe it was Ian Rappaport that was making the report, that there's still mutual interest between the Browns and Dez Bryant.
Wow. Wouldn't that be neat? Dez Bryant on the Browns.
I don't know if I want him.
Hey, you're a Browns fan.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think that they've been, first of all, the Browns' first team offense did a lot of work in the offseason together to get kind of used to each other, to be ready to play with each other. I know they had a special training camp of their own out in California. They are kind of on the same page and ready to, go to that next level. And I don't know if bringing Dez Bryant in and the issues that he has with, Dak Prescott, he's in his ear, as they said, and him and Jason Witten are yelling about getting the ball all the time.
But wouldn't Ty God be fine with that?
I think that they
couldn't he handle it more easily than say Dak?
Well, sure.
And let's look at positives. There are a lot of positives. Positive. Three receivers on the field. If Josh Gordon is there, what's Tyrod's best skill as a passer?
Everything, but deep balls are certainly one of his.
Can you imagine? One side is Josh Gordon, the other side is Dez Bryant. The slot for possessions is Jarvis Landry.
I mean, I love it.
But you're right. The negative is he going to piss and moan because he's not getting the ball? And, because the media is going to be ready for this, and the fans are just, they're ready as well. The last thing you need is someone to come in there, complain about the quarterback, and start the QB controversy. Taylor against Baker Mayfield.
Well, and also,
like, and start it in, like, game two.
I don't know. I've never been as anti-Dez Bryant as a lot of people have. But is he also the best person to come in and play with Josh Gordon? Like, I don't know what kind of an influence or what kind of a teammate he would be for him.
Mm.
And I don't even know how. I'm not even saying Dez Bryant is, like, the worst guy. I've never been a complete hater of Dez Bryant. But, I don't know what kind of mix that is. I think you need to be concerned about Josh Gordon on some levels of who he's playing with.
Let's talk college football win totals in our Ion Gaming. So let's think about, this is quite fitting. Actions mean everything, right? So Larry Fedora, the North Carolina coach, is at ACC Media Days, and he goes off in this whole thing, says something goofy about CTE, but more importantly, he was really tackling the wussification of football. Kind of go old days, right? Let's talk about discipline. And then we see today North Carolina hit officially with, well, the investigation was done internally. It turns out 13 players on the Tar Heel football team were selling merchandise. So they've been suspended. I love when stories come down like this where a coach is fire and brimstone, discipline, old school guy. And then you're like, bro, your own program is not disciplined. Again, by the way. And don't even let me bring up, and I'm going to, so you're not going to stop me. There's two ways to look at this. When you don't make kids take real courses over the course of 20 years, or I think it's also important to mention, you deny them the opportunity to get a real education, like a North Carolina education, that's a good school. And that whole class scandal went away over some stupid technicality. You wonder when kids are taking basket weaving and, you know, theory of Vanderpump Rules, whatever the classes are.
I would teach that.
Why they're also like, hey, I can get away with anything. We can cut corners on anything. Who's going to catch us? Let's sell our stuff. They got caught. Now, here's the great thing about this. One of the starting quarterbacks, one of the guys in the mix for a starting quarterback job, is one of the players suspended. The NCAA actually approved something I've never – maybe I've missed this. They have so many players at one position, I think it's cornerback, that are suspended. They've allowed them to stagger the suspensions. Well, that takes the teeth away from the freaking penalty.
True.
No, if it's four cornerbacks, then they all sit out the same games. That's a penalty.
You're playing with no corners.
They'll have corners, or they'll have to switch running backs and receivers to corner. That's a real penalty.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. That's what they should do. I think you're right. I mean, I've seen suspension staggered before, but I think those are usually team decisions, not NCAA decisions. It's a weird case, for sure. But you're right, and you talk about
it's actually three O-linemen, three defensive ends, two... Wow. Two defensive backs. So four games. Four-game suspension for a guy who was thought to be the starting quarterback. Three O-linemen get the 4 games. Three defensive ends get the 4 games. A linebacker, a wide receiver. Two of the DBs will miss 2 games. And then another quarterback and another O-lineman are suspended for a game. 13 players.
Sounds about right.
I would recommend the under. It's off the board now. Frankly, you should have listened to Brad Powers, who hits us on Thursdays. Because Brad listed... One of the most actionable things that came out of ACC Media Day was Fedora's comments. I know it, you know, if you couldn't make the connection at the time, he's like, listen, the guy just went 3-9. He's already on the hot seat. They have high expectations there. Now, his AD just had to apologize for him for his CTE comments. Now you got this. So at the time, the total was 5 over under. I mean, it's off the board in most places. You're not getting a 5 now.
Right. It's
that was a great bet. I mean, couldn't have predicted how serious this thing was with the merchandise.
Yeah, you have to kind of, those are the kind of things you have to anticipate and look ahead and kind of hope you're right on. And sometimes you'll make those bets and then nothing happens in the end and you look kind of foolish and just kind of hoping you win instead of having a really good position on something. But that's, I mean, that is the price you pay when you're trying to predict futures.
Also in the Ion Gaming, are you fired up now that you know the odds and the prize available and the location? Tiger, Phil, Thanksgiving weekend, Shadow Creek, this year, Tiger minus 140. Head to head, winner take all, 10 mil. Let's go.
I mean, I'm excited for the event for sure. And I mean, it's obvious who I'll be cheering for, no question. The number sounds about right, I would think. They both are fairly familiar with the course. I know Tiger's played it quite a bit. I think Phil is a guy that likes to play out there a lot. So they know the course. It's an awesome course to play it on. I love the concept. I think it's great, and I'll definitely be watching it. They need more sporting events around that time, too. It's good.
One last story to hit before we get to the big five. Big announcement on Friday. Odds are out. Conor McGregor back in the octagon October 6th.
Yep, October 6th.
You have begun whining already about that weekend, because we all care about your schedule.
A very crazy week for everyone. I mean, everyone in town has to be ready for the fact that the Golden Knights open on Thursday, and one of the biggest fights in UFC history takes place Saturday at the same venue. Right?
You think T-Mobile folks are sad?
No, they're very happy.
I think they're happy.
Yeah.
You have a wedding that weekend.
Yeah, I'm also...
you already backed out?
I'm going to try to do it.
San Fran?
4 o'clock in San Francisco. 6 o'clock
flight? Friday or Sunday?
Saturday. 6 o'clock flight?
You are an idiot.
Land at 7:10. Get to the airport, or get from the airport to the arena in an Uber. I should make it by 7:40. That'll be the end of the first fight on the pay-per-view card.
You have no shot. Let's set odds on that one.
That's a travel
disaster waiting to happen.
I think I could do it. I also was looking at the price of... private planes. It's not going to happen.
Private plane.
It's not going to happen.
Would that be a write-off?
Probably.
Is there a limit to private plane write-offs? Do we have a tax insider?
We'll have to talk to somebody from an accountant at some point.
What was the first number you saw on this fight? It's Nurmagomedov Khabib against Conor McGregor. McGregor, the most famous combat fighter on the MMA side in the world. And this virtual no-name outside of the fight game, Khabib. How big was it?
Well, it was really interesting. When it came out 180, I know.
Really?
Some offshore places.
Yeah, first offshore places. Number I saw was minus 230, Khabib.
Yeah.
Which I thought was way too high.